Hello, 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 hello. Welcome to the Naughty But Nice Show. I'm your host, Rob Shooter, with our dear, dear friend, Garrett Vogel from Z100. Garrett, are you there?
Yo, Rob Shooter. You know what's interesting, Rob? Every week now, ever since your book, The Four-Word Answer, has come out, I wonder if I ever get the Zoom link. I go, is this the day that he jumps ship and just officially becomes, you know, the number one selling author of all self-help books in the world.
I'm incredibly loyal. And I think one of the reasons I am successful, dare I say, is that I hold on to people. I really do. I have people in my life from 10, 15 years ago and 5 years ago and 2 minutes ago. Hold on to the good ones. And Garrett, you are certainly one of the good ones. What time is it, my friends? It is
tea time on a Monday.
So get this. We didn't expect her to do very well, but Kim Kardashian is getting rave reviews for her performance on Saturday Night Live, where she roasted everyone from OJ to Caitlyn, and yes, even Kanye West, who I'm told was sitting in the front row, giddy with excitement. They were waving at each other, blowing little kisses. They're not together officially. The divorce is sort of on hold, but he was there, so she took the stage, if you missed it, in a hot pink velvet jumpsuit. She didn't cover up very much. Although she was totally covered, the silhouette of Kim, which is undeniable, was on display for everybody. And she opened the show by saying the following quote, "I know I'm surprised to see me too." Now, Garrett, you know a lot about comedy and SNL is your thing. Give us your review. How did you think Kim did?
I think she did well, you know, for who she was, you know, she did what I like to call the Eminem from the movie 8 Mile situation where, you know, for you and I and everybody out there that likes to poke fun from time to time, we like to like call out for the obvious things, you know, sex tape, she's a gold digger, like she for her to make fun of it herself, it leaves the audience left nothing left to make fun of. She did it herself, you know what I mean? She got to the punchline before the rest of the world could get to the punchline, which is super smart because then you're left with like, well, now I'm left to enjoy myself, you know?
Yes. Her first joke, making fun of herself for being there, and then within seconds, she did make a joke about the sex tape. That was very, very funny when she said, "I don't have a movie coming out. Normally, actors and actresses go on SNL to promote their movies." Kim made fun. She did have a movie once, wink, wink. We know what that movie was. And she said it was released without her even knowing about it. I think, too, making fun of her perfect makeup and boobs and butt, her words, and saying that that's what her sisters used as a reference photograph to show their plastic surgeons. That made me howl, howl, howl. And also, too, when she said that she's not a gold digger. And if you want to know what a gold digger looks like, look at her mother's boyfriend, Corey, who was in the audience. In the audience. It felt like a roast, Garrett, more than a monologue.
You know, and you know what's interesting, too? I believe last week with Owen Wilson, the season premiere was one of the lowest-rated SNL episodes ever. Now, reading the headlines from yesterday and today, it seems like this is one of the most talked about. So, did SNL quintessentially make the wrong choice in putting together the season premiere host?
I've got the ratings, I've got the numbers. So, the numbers came in just a few seconds ago. She's up, but not by a lot. So the numbers are still, I think, below 4 million. So SNL can go as high as 6 or 7 million, particularly when there was a political campaign. The numbers were through the roof. They dropped down to just about 3.4 million with Owen Wilson. Very disappointing. So Kim did go up, but she did only still get about 3.8, 3.9 million.
But, you know, it's like the circle of life, as they say in Lion King, you know, as you just pointed out, it's not a political season. You know, there's not much to poke fun at. You pretty much have to be on top of the headlines. And, you know, I guess, you know, in the celebrity world, Kim is always at the top of the headlines. So that works for them. It'll be interesting to see how well her comedy does where, you know, SNL is in that weird world where, yes, they get judged on the ratings of TV, but how well does it do, you know, in the YouTube-verse and online? How many people are watching it? Because I know for me, I normally don't watch
it
live. I wake up Sunday morning and I go straight to YouTube and see, you know, the quote-unquote best of the best, and I watch it that way, you know? So, and one more Kim thing, and maybe you can explain it to me, because again, I don't know much about the fashion side, but she has that line called Skims, right? Is that kind of like a corset set where it kind of...
They call it an underwear line on the show to make fun of her. They said, you're selling knickers, panties.
Right.
But it's really sort of like a leisure line. But yes, and it's very, very successful.
Like, she literally looked like an hourglass in that monologue where it's like, where are your hips? Like, your hips are... They don't exist. It just goes from, like, your chest to your... And then your butt. Like, where is... There is no stomach.
She is an extraordinary looking person. She made fun of that, too. I thought it was interesting, Garrett, that other comedians supported her. So Amy Schumer showing up is a big deal. If comedians didn't like her or thought this was below them, they wouldn't be there. Chris Rock turned up in a sketch.
See, like, it's twofold, too, because we also know how well Kris Jenner is, you know, embedded into the Hollywood world.
Yes.
You know what I mean? She's a very good manager.
Very good.
There's a lot of people in Hollywood that would die to have, you know, someone like her to help out. So it's like, it's one of those things where, you know, very mafia-esque, where you have to, you know, maybe kiss the pinky ring of Kris Jenner and saying, hey, look, I supported Kim on SNL. I need some help working out this deal.
Up. But still, they only show up. They only show up if there's some level of respect. I know because I worked with Jessica and Ashley Simpson. They wouldn't have shown up for Ashley Simpson. Like, they just don't like Ashley or respect her as an artist. That's somebody that they're not going to really support. So the fact she got Chris Rock and Amy Schumer to do walk-on parts is extraordinary. I'm told now that the response to Kim is so good, she's getting offers to do a comedy tour. I'm told exclusively getting offers to do a comedy tour. It brings us to our poll question of the day. Would you see Kim at a comedy club? Would you go and see Kim Kardashian?
No.
Don't you dare, Darren. I say yes. So go vote on our Twitter page at Naughty
Group
Nice
One. I'll wait for
Group One. Go to our Facebook page, Naughty Gossip, and leave a comment. And be sure to check back, including you, Garrett, tomorrow to hear the results. I think it's going to be a yes, Garrett. What are you working on?
I don't know. Let's talk about Bravo. So this is interesting now. So, I mean, we all love a good Real Housewives story and storyline and the series in general, too. But now, lawyers are involved in one of the many lawsuits against Real Housewives of Beverly Hills star Erica Jane and her estranged husband, Tom. So, Bravo producers got a subpoena, which I can only imagine, like... You know, you're sitting on probably footage that you know could make you millions of dollars if you were to leak it. So one of the attorneys who previously worked with, how do you say, Girardi?
Tom Girardi.
Yeah. So they believe that Bravo has footage that directly relates to the lawsuit that they've already filed against the reality star, you know, Erica Jane. So, I mean, the story is the fact that Erica and her husband got divorced just to pretty much just save their millions of dollars,
correct?
That's
what's alleged, yes. He's accused of embezzling over $2 million from plane crash victims. The couple's assets have been frozen. They got divorced. And now this is being investigated. There is hours and hours and hours of tape, Garrett, of Erica at Bravo. Bravo's got to hand it over. The ladies that do that show tell me that they sit for days and days and they talk and talk. They don't do 2 or 3 minute scenes, Garrett. They do hours and hours. When you're on The Housewives, there is so much lost footage that they could literally do 10 other shows with it. They film for weeks and weeks, really long days. Just the reunion alone is a 12, 14 hour day.
Of course. And you know the last 2 hours of that 14 hour day is the one
sloppy.
Where they hit record. You know
what
I mean?
It's like sloppy. Oh.
That's where producers go, okay, we're filming now. You know, so it's here's the thing. Once you subpoenas are involved, it's all fun and games, flipping tables and, you know, pointing and screaming and crying and throwing drinks. But once lawyers are involved, it's pretty serious.
Bravo isn't going to like this. Bravo is not going to like this. Erica Jane, I'll be surprised if she comes back. Yes, she's a huge rating pull. Beverly Hills numbers are through the roof. In fact, they're so high, they're not taking any time off. They're going straight now to another season. In fact, they're going to start start filming in a couple of weeks. If Eric is on this new season, I think it's a really, really silly move. When you're in the middle
of
legal, Andy knows. And Andy, too, is looking after Bravo. He doesn't really care necessarily about these ladies. They're almost pawns in the Bravo game of TV ratings. So, Erica, if you go back, it's more fool you, but you know what you're doing if you go back. Hey, moving along. So, Barbara Corcoran has had to apologise to Whoopi Goldberg after making an awful comment about her size. Barbara was on The View plugging Shark Tanks when they were talking about COVID weight. And Whoopi said she'd put on a few pounds. And then Barbara, you know, Barbara's a tricky person. I've met her many times. You've met her, Garrett. I think she thought it was funny to make a fat joke. And it wasn't funny. It just wasn't funny.
Well, So you got to read more into the story. And this is the problem that we all face as a world, where we see something and we automatically just like, oh, I'm taking a side. But if you look into the story, Barbara and Whoopi, they're
real
friends. You know
yeah,
what
they
I
are
mean?
Friends.
So though it came across to those that might not know that, it would be like, oh, that is so rude. But that's like you and I joking around and someone not knowing any of us just going, oh, the way Garrett treats Rob. Oh my God. You know, so and that's someone who's probably listening for the first time and making their
Maybe,
own assumptions.
But we don't call each other fat. Like we make fun of each other all the time. And I'm really careful about this. As somebody that's been fat, as somebody that's been thin, I don't make weight jokes. I really go out my way not to do that.
Correct. Well, it's one of those things where if she wasn't on a show and she didn't have a team around her, the way she Barbara Corcoran issued her apology, it was like, so I've just been told,
yeah,
like,
not,
she didn't realize.
Did, yeah.
And it wasn't because she didn't realize what she did. She knew what she did, but she also knew that it was a friend and not laughed about it on camera, but, you know, they know off camera where it was coming
case,
from.
In which case, Whoopi needs to let her off the hook. Like, if you made a fat joke about me and I thought it was funny and people came at you, I would say, don't come after Garrett. It's funny. I didn't mean it mean.
Right.
So Whoopi should say something. I think Whoopi looks stunned. I watched the video and it's kind of a shocking thing to say about Whoopi's weight, and also too, we know that Whoopi has struggled with weight, and so it was just wild. And then Barbara's did one of those weird Hollywood apologies too, which wasn't really
it
was like,
if
I've offended
type,
anybody, then I'm apologizing. I don't like this one at all. Quickly before we go to break, Garrett, what's going on with your girl Kelly Clarkson? Every week you have to do a Kelly story.
I know, I must. You know, we should just call this the Kelly Clarkson show. Wait, that already exists. All right, so Reba McEntire, she was. It's weird. She was asked to kind of like, hey, what side are you taking on? Because, you know, she's friends with Kelly Clarkson. Kelly Clarkson married her stepson, Brandon Blackstock, and they got divorced. Reba got divorced from her...
Brandon's dad.
Ex-husband. Yeah. Brandon's dad. So it's kind of like one of those weird, this is almost like Andy Cohen should sign them up for a reality show type situation. So Reba McEntire said, hey, who are you choosing, pretty much, and when she was talking to Extra. And she goes, you know, Brandon's my stepson. Kelly's my good friend. I'm pulling for them both. A very, like, superstar type
very
move
neutral,
of going with.
Very sort of
very
clever.
Neutral.
I don't know if I'd answer
exactly.
It, though. Like, you don't have to answer questions. Like, Extra's really clever. I love it. Extra, Extra. I saw you on Extra, Extra, Garrett. You were fantastic.
I saw you on Extra.
Extra, Extra.
You know, we should call this show Extra.
Extra.
Wait,
that order exists. That's a funny joke. It's a tricky one, isn't it? Whose side do you pick in divorces?
But I think if you do talk, that's the way to go. You know what I mean? Like,
yes,
you,
I'm rooting
you either
for
go
both
far
of them.
Extreme.
I'm rooting for both of them.
You either go far extreme and go, you know what? I'm going Brandon. I'm going Kelly. But for her, just the nice person that Reba McEntire is right next to Dolly Parton.
They're nice people.
Which, by the way, they have a song together. Right? But for Reba to go, you know what? I'm choosing to support both of them because they're both going through it together. It just shows you the type of person she is. She doesn't want to see anybody hurt.
I like
so,
it.
You know, credit. Yeah,
I like it, but I don't totally believe it. I think you always have a side. You do. You always have a favorite.
Kelly. She's going for Kelly.
Yeah, she's going for Kelly. But that's her son-in-law, so she go for Kelly. Your team Kelly, I guess?
Oh,
100%. You love her.
Kelly can do no wrong in my
love
eyes.
Love her.
You know what I mean? Unless she writes a song about me, that's so bad.
She could never do that. No, I'm team Kelly too, but Reba, you are a class act, so I guess I'm team Reba as well. We're going to take a quick break, and we will be right back. Welcome back to the Naughty But Nice Show. I'm Rob Shooter with my dear friend Garrett Vogel. Hey, Garrett, let's get to the polls. Da-da-da. Thank you very much. Show on our last show, we talked about Charlie Sheen's daughter who has moved in with him. And now a judge has ruled that Charlie no longer has to pay Denise Richards' child support. Is this fair? So remember, the daughter is now living with Charlie. Should Charlie pay Denise? Let's have a look. Ooh, 70% said yes, it's fair. She's not living with Denise anymore, so you think that is fair? Hey, don't forget to vote on today's poll. Go to our Twitter page at Naughty Nice Rob, or our Facebook page, which is Naughty Gossip. And be sure to check back tomorrow to hear your results. And now it's time for our nicest of the day.
Yes. Yes. Well, here's a couple that we've never spoken about before. Jennifer Lopez and Ben Affleck in sharing the, I guess, red carpet or blue carpet, whatever you want to call it, for Ben Affleck's new movie in New York City. So on Saturday, they were at the premiere in New York City on Saturday for Ben and Matt Damon's new movie. Here's the thing. They were the talk of the carpet from what I'm hearing, too.
Of course.
Like, everyone wanted to know about them. Like, you're at a movie premiere. You know what I mean? You're at a premiere for a brand new movie from Disney and Matt Damon, all these A-list celebrities, but everybody wants to know about Jennifer Lopez and Ben Affleck.
They want to know.
You know, it was so interesting. They captivated the carpet. You know what? It almost feels even more stronger and powerful as a couple than it did when you were with them back in, what, 2004-ish?
Oh, the second time round, it's really, really big news. But I think people are buzzing because she tried to stay out of the way a little bit. She posted a picture on Instagram of her sort of hiding behind the scenes, and she wrote, "Red carpet magic," and she's gushing at a photograph of Ben doing interviews with the press. So she's trying to keep a low profile, but at the same time, she is Jennifer Lopez.
You and I can keep a low profile. Jennifer Lopez cannot keep a low profile no matter where. She can go into she can walk into a Yankee Stadium and everyone's going during a World Series game, and the world will stop and look at Jennifer Lopez.
So let me ask you, do you think it helps or hurts Ben to have her at the premiere? I say help because we're all talking about it, but we're not talking about the movie. We're talking about them as a couple.
About them. Well, I think it puts Ben in a better light than we've seen him in previous years.
Got it.
You know? I think you don't hear, you hardly hear anything wrong about Jennifer Lopez ever. And it kind of, she almost has this weird, like this, she carries this ray of sunshine with
her,
you know?
She's her own spotlight. So yes, the light shine brighter when Jennifer Lopez is in the room. Our nicest of the day and now our naughtiest of the day. Naughty.
Here we go.
So James Bond, the new movie No Time to Die, has debuted slightly below expectations. So everybody thought this was going to be a massive movie. It is. It got about $56 million at over 4,000 theaters. However, they thought it would come in between 60 and 70 million, so it's slightly below. This is a sign that even the biggest movie in the world has been changed by the pandemic. Garrett?
And this movie's been pushed several times.
Are you ready to go back to the theater, the cinema? What do you think?
I think so, too, because, I mean, just like restaurants, you know, people are doing whatever it takes to make sure that you feel safe. You know what I mean? It's not like they're just opening the door after, you know, being closed for almost 2 years and saying, oh, good luck in the seats. See you later. Like we used to make fun of, you know, stepping into, you know, bubble gum on the floor and popcorn sliding from the butter and stuff like that. I think movie theaters and just the safety of, you know, wearing a mask in the movie theater. I've been back to the movies, I not as much as I have been, but pre-pandemic, but I've been back slowly but surely. I think everybody's getting back into the movie pool, and it stinks, but still, it's a very strong showing from James
Bond. Yeah, it's interesting because I agree with you too, but the truth of the matter is I didn't see the movie, and I think I would have had it been before the pandemic. I used to go every first weekend of a Bond movie. I was always there for my popcorn. And I haven't been to this one yet, which is, I think, telling of maybe what a lot of us are doing. We hope it's all coming back together soon. Hey, let's have a quick moment of Rob. You get a Rob. You get a
Rob. Rob, 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 Rob.
So ridiculous. Thank you very much.
It sounds like the Geico, like the hump day. Mike, 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 Rob, 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 Rob.
Thank you. We have a quote from the foreword answer, my new book. So the book is full of quotes from different celebrities. I love this quote for today. It's from Demi Lovato, and she said the following quote: "Your imperfections make you beautiful. They make you who you are. So just be yourself. Love yourself for who you are and just keep going." When I started to really, really learn to love my imperfections, and goodness knows there are many of them, life got much better. Love your imperfections. You are who you are. Hey, that's it for today. Thank you so much for listening to The Naughty But Nice with Robin Garrett Show, a production of iHeartRadio. Don't forget to subscribe on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen. And thank you, everybody, that have gone to Amazon and left a review for my book. These reviews really, really help. So if you have a moment, go to Amazon, leave a review for the four-word answer, and Garrett will give you a kiss.
Hey, well, that too, but here's what you do. After you leave the review for the four-word answer, just copy and paste what you just wrote, head on back to this podcast, and leave that same review. Okay? Well, it doesn't matter. Like, we'll apply it. We'll know what you mean. Like, so just say copy and paste. It's very easy to copy and paste these days.
Very, very easy. Thank you for that, Garrett. Hey, let me hear you all singing out loud. If you're going to be naughty, you've got to be. Take care, everybody.
It's Naughty But Nice with Rob!